With few exceptions, the number of staff in schools is growing, but most of them are not teachers. According to a report published last week by the Fordham Institute, the number of non-teaching personnel in schools has increased over the last half century at a rate that outpaces even the growth of teachers and students. My State Impact Indiana colleague Rachel Morello has been going through the report. She joins me now to explain how the face of districts' workforces have changed and what it means for students. Rachel, what is one of the big takeaways of how schools and their faculty are changing?
So since 1970, the total number of employees in the nation's schools grew from 3.4 million to 6.2 million. That's an 84% increase. And during that same period, the student population grew only by about 8%. In other words, for every four children added to American schools, districts hired three adults. Now, there's been a steady increase in the number of teachers added, but what comes as a surprise to many is that non-teaching personnel have actually accounted for the majority of that growth. This group has increased in size by more than 130%, and now they make up about half the average public school district's workforce. They count about 3 million nationwide.
Will you explain what a non-teaching staff member is and, you know, what these people do in schools?
Sure. So it's a category defined as anyone employed by a school system who doesn't serve as a classroom teacher. So that can include administrative staff, guidance counselors, librarians, custodians, even transportation workers. Indiana has more than 77 non-teachers per 1,000 students. Only 12 other states in the nation have that many or more. The group that's grown the most in this category is teacher's aides. These are the people who help free a teacher up by tutoring kids in small groups, working with individual students on reading or other skills, or even doing clerical work. And this was a group that practically didn't exist back in 1970, when they made up less than 2% of all district staff. Today, they represent about 12%.
So why have we seen such an influx of these types of positions in our schools?
Well, if you look at the bigger picture in education, there's constant evolution of academic standards, accountability requirements, standardized testing, all things we're familiar with here in Indiana. And experts like Concetta Raimondi with Indiana University's School of Education say a lot of the support positions we see now have been developed because teachers can't meet all of those requirements on their own.
We don't have a one-size-fits-all curriculum anymore. We really have to develop instructional techniques that work with different populations of kids. And it's very challenging for a singular teacher in a classroom that has a number of different learning needs to differentiate for all of those, try as they may.
And then if you look at when all of this growth really revved up, I think that helps to explain it. The government passed a handful of laws over the last several decades to expand educational access for different groups of students, perhaps most notably the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act in 1975. We also saw Title IX for Equal Opportunity, the Bilingual Education Act, the Gifted and Talented Children's Education Act, and in order to accommodate the needs of these different students, many districts responded by expanding support services, which requires hiring aides, speech pathologists, tutors, and other specialized staff.
So what does all of this mean for schools financially? You know, how does hiring additional staff impact a school's budget, or is that even a concern?
It's definitely a concern. As the number of non-teachers on school payrolls has grown, so has the amount of money in district budgets used to pay those workers salaries and benefits. About a quarter of current education expenditures nationwide, to be precise. Some say because aides aren't certified, they're cheaper than teachers and easier to find. Here's how Concetta Raimondi explained it to me.
A teacher's aide might cost $15,000 a year, whereas a licensed first-year teacher might be $35,000 to $40,000. Most people would elect to hire a teacher's assistant and split them between two regular classrooms.
Looking at these trends, it's hard not to question whether hiring non-teachers is the most efficient use of schools' financial resources, especially at a time when budgets are tight and achievement arguably pretty weak. I think school districts will now be challenged to find out what are their most cost-effective staffing options that also allow them to educate students well and strengthen their academic performance.
All right, Rachel, thanks for explaining that and kind of this trend we've seen.
Thanks.